Chronic pain can push you to your limits. It also puts a great strain on your family and friends, and it pushes modern medicine to its limits as well. People who suffer chronic pain have usually found that health professionals are limited in what they can do to help, and this can add to the distress. It is particularly frustrating when other people seem to disbelieve your suffering, implying that you're making it up or exaggerating. Some people have at least been told that the pain is related to a particular disease or medical condition, arthritis perhaps, or a slipped disc. Often, however, the level of pain appears to puzzle the doctors. It seems to be more severe than they would normally expect. Other people have undergone lots of tests only to be told, "We can find nothing wrong." "We can find nothing wrong" is not the same as "there is nothing wrong." Does this mean that the doctors may have missed something, something serious perhaps, or something that should be treated by surgery or medication? Well, if you have been thoroughly examined and undergone tests, but your pain remains a puzzle, it's highly unlikely that it's due to any dangerous condition or disease. Pain normally tells us that our bodies are being damaged in some way. It's normally a warning to us that something is wrong. In the case of chronic pain, however, it does not necessarily mean that the body is suffering damage. Hurt does not necessarily mean harm. You can have a great deal of pain, yet little, if anything, is actually wrong. Does this mean that your pain could be in your mind, or is being caused by psychological factors? The mind and body are certainly linked, and thoughts and emotions can definitely be a factor in pain, including chronic pain. However, it's quite likely that there are also very real problems with the systems in your body that are responsible for pain itself. Most chronic pain specialists now believe that people with chronic pain are suffering because their pain systems have gone wrong in some way. You could say that the pain mechanisms have short-circuited, telling you that something is seriously wrong with your body, when in fact there may be little or nothing wrong, apart from the pain mechanisms themselves, that is. The traffic lights say stop, but it turns out that they are stuck on red and it's actually safe to move on. Over the last decade or so, an increasing amount of research evidence has lent support to this view. Chronic pain patients may be suffering because nerves in the body have been damaged, and when they have grown again, they don't react as they should. There may be something wrong with some quite subtle aspect of the body's pain chemistry, or the regions of the spinal cord that act as staging posts for pain signals may not be doing their job properly. There are many possible things that can go wrong, but our current state of knowledge does not allow us to pinpoint what has gone wrong for each individual person. You may be relieved to hear this. Your response may be, "I knew that there was something wrong. I knew that I wasn't just imagining it or being neurotic." You may also be relieved because, if researchers can find out how pain mechanisms go wrong, treatments may also be developed to put these problems right. That may well be the case, but it's important to understand that no one can say how long it will take for new treatments to be found for these faulty pain systems. Certainly, many people who now suffer chronic pain will have to continue living with that pain, living despite that pain, for some time to come. The ideas and strategies outlined here are designed to help you achieve that, but this recording is not designed to provide a complete solution. If you have already received help from a pain management team, it should back up some of the ideas that you have picked up there. Alternatively, if you have not received that kind of professional help, it may give you some useful signposts to follow and give you a clearer understanding of what you might expect from a pain management team. As you listen, you need to be aware that it's intended to help a wide range of people with a wide range of pain problems. That will certainly mean that some ideas will apply to you more than others do. Indeed, some things may not be relevant to you personally, and if any of the advice seems to go against the advice you have been given by your health professionals, it would be a good idea to check it out with them. Hopefully, however, everyone will find something in this recording that they find helpful. Although the emphasis here is on self-help for chronic pain, that does not mean that you have to go it alone, that you have to stop looking to health professionals for any help with pain relief. Some chronic pain sufferers already gain a degree of relief from medication or through one of the many other treatments that specialist pain clinics can offer, and no one can rule out the possibility that new and better treatments lie around the corner. Hope is well worth holding on to. On the other hand, searching frantically for further investigations or for more effective treatments is not a good idea. It usually leads to more distress rather than to relief. So the challenge is to find a balance, looking positively to the future while not forgetting to live today. Health professionals may not yet understand everything about the complicated mechanisms that underlie chronic pain and may not be very good at relieving it. But we do know a great deal about the impact that chronic pain has on the sufferer and on others. We know how chronic pain causes emotional distress, and that emotional distress can make the pain worse. We know how chronic pain stops people from living a normal life, how it can make optimistic people feel hopeless, how it shifts people from fitness to disability, and how it can interfere with thinking and memory. We know, too, how chronic pain disrupts employment and finances and personal relationships. Living with chronic pain means concentrating not on the pain itself, but on the things that are affected by it. When people who suffer chronic pain are helped to regain control over their lives and are able to move forward again, then the pain is weakened, its power is reduced.